Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Prina Newby. Good afternoon to everyone on the East Coast, and of course, good morning to all of you on the West Coast tuning in to the show. This is Trina Newby, your success coach, and bringing you live from the wonderful city of Atlanta, Georgia, is the Successful Woman Radio Show. As always, we want to make sure that you're inspired and motivated, and we want to make sure that we provide you with ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, we're going to wrap up today our wonderful topic on success in spite of the obstacles. We've had a lot of great emails and people asking questions, and as a matter of fact, on our lineup today, we'll cover Laura from Orlando, who asked a couple of questions that we want to address, as well as we'll talk about the Featured Book Club, what's going on Wednesday in our Lunch and Learn call, as well as we'll wrap it up with inspiration for you for the week. So, for all of those who have tuned into the show today, make sure, as always, that you bless us by texting your colleagues, your associates, and your friends, and telling them to call into the show at 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. I'm very excited today because not only are we going to be talking and wrapping up success in spite of the obstacles, but I'm also going to be telling you something that you may not have heard or known before, and that is about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit, and you will really want to get out a pen and notepad for today because I can guarantee you it is absolutely amazing, some of the information that I'm going to share with you in reference to how to not sabotage yourself, how to end procrastination. I'm going to tell you the culprit of why we don't succeed in life oftentimes and what to do about it, how to overcome that particular challenge. So you're definitely going to want to do that, want to take notes on that today. Also, I want to definitely make sure that I cover with you the questions that we have asked so far on the Successful Woman Radio Show as it pertains to overcoming your obstacles, okay? And if you're just now joining the show, if you hadn't heard the others, hopefully we will have those shows up for you to listen to on the womenaboutbiz.com website. However, I do want to just quickly give you the questions that we had on last Monday. You see, all this month I have been giving questions for you to ponder because questioning is a very, very important part of self-discovery. It is through self-discovery that we actually can begin to accomplish things in life, and we can actually begin to realize that we do indeed have control over our success. So last Monday, the questions that I gave you, there were three, was to ask yourself, number one, what is the number one reason for why I haven't moved around the obstacles in my life? That was the first question. The number one reason why I haven't moved around the obstacles in my life, of course, keeping in mind that there are all types of obstacles in our lives, but sometimes we just have to leave that obstacle standing or sitting right where it is, and we have to move around it. The second is, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. Of course, we all have habits, and, you know, I have really gotten out of saying good habits, bad habits, because what I have learned is that what may be a good habit for some may not be a good habit for others. And so basically what we need to be able to do is to identify those habits that hold us back from achieving what we want to accomplish, okay? So that was the second one. And then, of course, the third question is, what commitment can you make to yourself today that can positively change your life from this point forward? So, again, those questions were very, very important. And as I've said before on our show, our goal is to inspire you and to give you some tools, some powerful mental tools that you're going to be able to utilize and push forward with yourself. And so if you cannot ask yourself questions, that is the first step that you need to take into developing your skill of questioning, because, again, questioning and self-discovery is very, very powerful, and it can help you literally find a whole new person within yourself to accomplish anything that you want. And so that is why we continue on at Successful Woman Radio with always giving you questions to ask yourself, questions that are going to make you think, and sometimes think deeply. So I hope that you were able to write those questions down, and perhaps I will mention them a little bit later in the show. I want to give you some announcements for today. We do have our goal-setting teleclass that is coming up on the 26th, which is this Wednesday. I'm very, very excited about that class. Of course, it is goal-setting 101, and one of the reasons why goal-setting is so important is because it is through goal setting that you are able to support your vision. You are able to support all of the things that you would like to accomplish in life. And if you cannot set your goals properly, or if you feel that you need to get a refresher on how to properly set goals, set milestones, this is definitely the teleclass that you want. It is this Wednesday at 12 noon, May 26th. And this is just a little bit about what you will learn. You're going to learn the difference between short-term and long-term goals. You're going to learn how to set milestones, how to hold yourself accountable, and 7 ways you can turn your goals into cash, okay? 7 ways you can turn your goals into cash. So to register for this free teleclass, you just need to visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top right menu bar, and register online, okay? You'll automatically receive a confirmation along with the conference phone number and PIN code to gain access. So I hope that those of you who are listening to the show will definitely register for the Goal Setting 101 teleclass. Today we are going to be covering a question of the week, and I'm excited about this particular question. You know, I always let you guys know that it just seems that we are always on the same page, and I'm very glad about that, because usually our questions have a tendency to coincide with what we are talking about, and it lets me know that people are listening to the show, the show is doing some good for people, and that we are getting through to women about the importance of self-care, self-discovery, and being successful, and for women to realize that you indeed do have the power, you indeed do have the control to have whatever it is that you want out of life. And that's why success in spite of the obstacles is such a powerful, impactful theme for this month, because so many women have obstacles in their lives, and we all have, and sometimes we can allow those obstacles to overcome us to the point to where we just start negatively thinking. We feel that this is all life has to offer. We have a tendency to procrastinate and sabotage ourselves, and that is just not where we want to be. And so I am excited that today I'm going to be sharing some things with you a little later, some things that you are not even going to believe, but we're going to be talking about it. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and this is your host and, of course, Success Coach Trina Newby, and I want to encourage you to please text your associates, text other individuals, or email those and tell them to get on the show today, because they don't want to miss something that you rarely hear about, and that is the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind. Tell them to call 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Today's question of the week is from Laura in Orlando, Florida. She says, "Dear Coach Trina, I have truly enjoyed the Successful Woman Radio show, and the topic, success in spite of your obstacles, has inspired me to move past fears and truly push myself to accomplish my dreams. However, when I try to start writing down my dreams or ask myself the questions you recommended, I get stressed and start procrastinating. I don't know why this is happening, but I want to be a successful businesswoman, and I've got to figure out a way to move past the obstacles in my life. Please help, Laura, Orlando, Florida. Laura, thank you so much for sharing with us what you're going through. And you need to know that many of us as businesswomen have gone through the same thing. Many of us get stuck and we can't seem to move forward. We seem to go in a circle and visit the same street month after month, year after year, and it can get very, very discouraging. Oftentimes what I find is that we have practiced negative thinking and habits for so long that our subconscious mind triggers us to procrastinate, thinking that what we really say we want, that it isn't true. So today, Laura, what I'm going to do, and for all of our listeners today, I am actually going to talk a little about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind. I want you to particularly, Laura, if you're on the line, I want you to particularly listen to this because this is for you. Because so often we think that if I think a particular way, if I say something, then I should be able to accomplish it, but not always. There is definitely a culprit that resides within our brain, within our mindset, and that is the subconscious, and we have to be aware of it. We have to be extremely knowledgeable of it. And so what my goal today is to help you understand the difference between the subconscious and the conscious mind, and this is for everyone, and this is going to play right into our topic today, success in spite of the obstacles, because you see, regardless of what obstacle is standing in front of you, I truly believe that you can get past it, that you can move around it. You may not be able to move that obstacle, but you can definitely move yourself. The most important thing that you have to remember is that you have the power. You have the control. And if you don't believe that, then maybe you will today after we talk a little bit about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. The power of the subconscious mind, you see, is something that we cannot overlook if we want to be successful. So it's important to understand the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious. And I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about before I explain to you what the conscious mind is and what the subconscious mind is. If you say to yourself that you would like to make $1 million, and your subconscious mind might say, you know, no, you don't, because it has never received positive images, thoughts, and actions that have said otherwise. And this is why we have to be careful about what we intake and what we say, but we also must be aware of what we have experienced in our past as children as well. You see, the subconscious mind itself, it takes everything in. It does not read right or wrong. It just absorbs everything. And whatever you're feeling at the time, that's what it records. That's what it remembers. You see, what we say that we want in our conscious mind, which is the now, whenever you think what you're listening to on this show, whatever you say to yourself, that is all in the conscious. It's all in the now. But whatever you say in the conscious doesn't matter if you don't back it up with action and positive thoughts. Action is a very pivotal and key word. Why? It seems to be that whatever you put in action, the subconscious mind believes. And believe it or not, inactivity is a sort of action as well. So if you don't make a move on something, if you procrastinate and not make a move, the subconscious mind records that as well. So the subconscious mind is a trigger effect, and it's very important to understand that it controls you more than you know, And it is sometimes the very culprit that causes you to do the things that you don't want to do, but you do them anyway. So we're going to talk about that, and I want to get into that. And I want this to be an open call today. So if you have questions, if you have comments, all you need to do is just press 1, the number 1, on your phone keypad, and you will be able to ask questions or make comments on our show today. Again, remember, just press 1 on your phone or keypad, and you'll be able to ask questions or make comments. So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about the purpose of the subconscious mind. And again, I hope those of you who are listening to the show today, I hope that you have a pen and notepad in hand, because this is some good stuff here, okay? The subconscious mind is separate from your conscious mind and really is the spiritual side of your being. While the conscious mind carries out most of the actual task, the hearing, the smelling, the touching, the feeling, the talking, the thinking, the subconscious mind can hinder it if it has received contrary images or negative thoughts from the subconscious mind, okay? Consider the subconscious mind to be like a hard drive in a computer that runs 24/7. It never sleeps and absorbs everything like a sponge. For example, you can be watching television and audibly not hear a specific word or sound, but your subconscious mind picks it up. The subconscious mind also does not have to agree with what the conscious mind wants and can work against it if there have been enough negative beliefs and thoughts absorbed by it to work against the conscious. For example, you can say in the conscious mind that you want to lose weight. But if in your subconscious mind your subconscious mind has perceived or absorbed the thoughts that it really doesn't want to lose weight, it will sabotage your conscious desire, okay? Another example of the power of the subconscious mind is that it holds your belief system as well. So if you believe you can place your hand on an object and pick it up, your subconscious mind will relay the belief to your conscious mind, which controls your bodily functions, and you're able to pick up that object. Something as simple as picking up a piece of paper or telling yourself to pick up the glass of water. The ability of your conscious mind to use your bodily functions is the result, believe it or not, of your subconscious mind relaying the positive belief that you can. This is why in experiments with artificial electronic limbs, for example, a person can, with their mind and electronic impulses, move an artificial limb, although there is no real limb there. You see, belief and faith are also stored in your subconscious mind. This is why no matter how much you say you believe in something, your subconscious mind can limit what the conscious mind wants to believe if it has received contrary images or thoughts. Is that not powerful? The subconscious mind is extremely powerful, and I want everyone on the phone today to understand is that if you plan on being successful in your life, if you plan on being wealthy in your life, you have to get a grip on your subconscious mind and be very careful about what goes in your subconscious mind. My whole family knows now. I really try my very best to stay in the positive no matter what is going on. I have found that I can be positive in all cases. Through deaths, through incidents, through illnesses, through whatever it is, I have learned that I make the decision of how I'm going to handle it. And how I handle that has a lot to do with what goes in my subconscious mind and how I'm able to handle a lot of other things in my life. I want to tell you a little bit about how to guard the subconscious mind. You know, the subconscious mind does not keep account of good or bad, right or wrong things. It is created to hold and absorb what you are exposed to. This is why we are always concerned with what our children are exposed to in school. This is why we are concerned with what our children are exposed to on television. But you see, we can't just say children, because all people are exposed to things that we shouldn't be exposed to, and as a result, it gets buried in that subconscious mind. You see, if you allow negative thoughts to be absorbed, It assumes they are the right thoughts and stores them all. Then when you try to accomplish a goal, it recalls the negative thoughts and acts as a blocker. So Laura in Orlando, Florida, and I hope that you're on the call listening to this, this is why it's so important to understand your subconscious mind, because a lot of the times when we set out to do things, we can hear instructions about how to move around the obstacles, and we can listen to the questions that I've asked all of you to consider and ask yourself. But if you find that you're having a block, if you find that you're having a hard time, you know, basically answering the questions or writing down your goals or your dreams, there's something blocking you, but you can't identify what it is. Most of the time, it's your subconscious mind. Most of the time, it is sabotaging you. It is causing some issues because there is something stored in it that is saying, this is not what you really want, or it's saying you're scared or there's fear, and it is relating that to your conscious mind, and it blocks. And I can tell you right now, this is what's so amazing about the human body, and especially the mind. I can tell you 100% of the time that your subconscious mind will always win over your conscious mind. Is that not amazing or what? Your subconscious mind will always win because it's had time to store all of those thoughts, and it has more energy to fight and conquer over your conscious mind. So this is why you have to be very, very careful about the things you say, about how you treat people, about your goals and your dreams. You have to be very, very, very careful about all of that because, believe it or not, we have so much energy and so much power that if we were to recognize it all at once, we wouldn't be able to contain it in our mindset. And I can tell you right now, I have practiced the power of the subconscious mind. I have practiced learning how to rid my subconscious mind of negative thoughts. And I can tell you that it works and that there is a way to guard yourself. And that's why I thought it was necessary that when Laura from Orlando asked the question, you know, why is it that I can't get things done? Can you help me? I thought, I know exactly what I need to cover on the show. I need to let everyone know about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind. So, how do you guard the subconscious mind? How do you protect yourself from naysayers, from negative things? Well, to guard your subconscious mind, you must limit what it absorbs by controlling your environment, what you read, what you watch on television, by controlling the type of people that you hang around and the surroundings that you are exposed to. That's the first thing. You must also learn to write over the negative things because, remember, the subconscious mind is like a computer hard drive, okay? And the hard drive in a computer, it allows you to write over various programs, various files in the computer, but it's never erased. The same way as with your subconscious mind. You can never erase anything out of your subconscious mind per se, but what you can do is you can write over, and it can receive enough positive images, enough positive thoughts. It can receive enough actions to where it begins to accept the fact that, yes, now I see this person wants to be successful. This person believes that they can make $1 million. This person believes they can be successful in their business. And so, therefore, I am going to become one with the conscious mind, and I am going to be in agreement so that this person can move forward. That's literally how it works, okay? So you must learn to write over negative things that have been absorbed by creating positive affirmations that are repeated frequently over a period of time. This allows the subconscious mind to accept that what you are saying is valid. Other techniques regarding your subconscious mind include prayer, meditation, positive thinking, and exercise. Exercising purifies the body. It rids the body of toxins and chemicals, and it also causes a space to be in your mind to where you're not necessarily thinking on anything with the exception of exercising, breathing, and moving forward. So it's very, very important for you to understand that. And so I hope that this is helping those of you who are on the call today to understand the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind and why it's important to make sure that you guard that subconscious mind. And again, the answer to how do you guard that subconscious mind is learning to write over the things that have been absorbed by creating positive affirmations that are repeated frequently over a period of time. This allows the subconscious mind to accept that what you are saying is valid. And, you know, I'll use weight loss again as an example. For example, if you're trying to lose weight, you know, the big thing about losing weight is that it is not just enough to say I'm going to lose 25 pounds, okay? There has to be something that you do in order to lose the weight. And, of course, we know that what that one thing is that we must increase our water intake, we must decrease the amount of food that we eat, and that is very, very important. However, in our subconscious mind, it's saying you don't want to lose weight because you like food, you want to eat. And so we must tell it what it must do. We must give it instructions. And the only way that we can get to the subconscious mind is through the conscious mind. So we must think and we must say some type of affirmation that is going to cause the subconscious mind to continuously accept that we would like to lose weight. So, for example, a simple statement such as eat less, drink more water, believe it or not, works very good. A simple statement such as eat less, drink more water, eat less, drink more water. Saying that 3 to 5 times throughout the day or as many times as you need to. Okay, what will happen is when you start eating, your subconscious mind will send a signal to your conscious mind that it needs to eat less. Okay, and in many cases, you'll start to feel fuller. It takes about a week for it to kick in, but that affirmation really works. Eat less, drink more water. And you begin to realize that you don't necessarily have to pay attention to the types of food that you eat, as long as you're eating natural fruits and vegetables and those types of things, but you don't have to pay attention to the calories as much as you have to pay attention to eat less, drink more water. And you will find out that if you truly want to lose weight, for example, creating an affirmation and saying it frequently throughout the day will put it on the surface of your mind, and you will find yourself going to the sink, getting a glass of water. You'll find yourself wanting choosing water at restaurants when you're ordering beverages. You'll find yourself wanting to eat less food and pushing away from the table. Why? Because you are writing over your hard drive, your subconscious mind, and it is accepting it because you're taking action. And you're taking action because you're feeding affirmations to your subconscious mind, and they are accepting those affirmations and feeding those thoughts back to your conscious mind. This is a little deep, but it's something that we do need to understand because it's very, very powerful. So what does that have to do with success in spite of the obstacles? Oh, my goodness. It has everything to do with success in spite of the obstacles. Here's why. We have been talking all month about the fact that success is our birthright, that when we are born with the power to be successful in life, that it's something that's innately given to us by God. However, based on our experiences in life, based on the things that we have exposed ourselves to, it can block us from really truly accomplishing those goals that we would like to accomplish in life. And so now what I have done this week on the show today is to give you a missing piece of the puzzle as to why you may not have been accomplishing the things that you would like to in life a little bit faster, or why you haven't been able to make a move on those things. And it is definitely most of the time because there's something in our subconscious mind that is causing us to procrastinate, that is causing us to sabotage ourselves, and we need to nip it in the bud. The answer to doing that, of course, is to learn how to guard your subconscious mind, okay? And we guard our subconscious mind, of course, when we protect ourselves from negative thoughts, negative people, things or places. We need to be very careful to what we expose ourselves to. And of course, I've told you that in order to write over the subconscious mind, which acts just like a hard drive in a computer, we must, okay, learn to create affirmations that are repeated frequently over a period of time that are going to help that subconscious mind to replace or to write over whatever negative thoughts are in there about a particular thing, okay? I go back to the example where I say, you know, we can say that I want to make $1 million this year. However, if in my subconscious mind I have already buried the thoughts, the negative thoughts, that I don't deserve to be wealthy, that it's really not going to happen to me because I'm not a person that is lucky or I'm not a person that deserves to have various wealth, or if I believe that because since I was a child that, you know, what I witnessed of my mom and dad not being able to have certain things, or I've witnessed other people are the ones who always got everything but I never did, all of those thoughts, those experiences, they all go into the subconscious mind. So here you are, an adult now trying to be successful in life. Here you are, an adult wanting to accomplish things in life, and you can't for the life of you figure out what is holding me back. Why can't I make things happen? I'm here to tell you it is definitely your subconscious mind. And I've just given you the secret, the answer to making this thing happen for yourself. It is getting a grip on your subconscious mind. What do you think about this? I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear anyone who's just had an epiphany on maybe this is why they haven't been able to do a lot of the things that they want to do. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your keypad and let me know. If you're enjoying the show today, give me some feedback. Let me know what you think about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind. Just press 1 now on your phone keypad, and we will be able to unmute your call and let you make your statement or ask your question. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you've tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I truly hope that you're enjoying the show today. We're talking about success in spite of the obstacles, and of course, today we are specifically giving you a key to your success, and that is learning how to guard your subconscious mind. And we've talked about the difference between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind and what you have to do to move past it. I want to talk about obstacles for a minute because obstacles can be anything that get in your way, okay? Get in your way of accomplishing that you have purpose to accomplish. Obstacles, a lot of the times, we have control over. But then there are a lot of obstacles out there that we have no control over those obstacles. And, you know, this is a simple thing that I'm getting ready to say, but for a lot of people it's very complex and complicated. But what do you do when there is an obstacle that you have no control over and you feel that it is holding you back in life and there's nothing that you can do about it? Okay, what do you do? And I have given this answer throughout the show, but I am truly convicted in this answer because it has worked so incredibly for me. The answer is that you leave the obstacle parked right where it is. You don't do anything with it. If you don't have any way to control what is happening in your life, if something has occurred, it's an obstacle, you know, and it is causing you pain in some way, I am sorry to know about that. But here's the thing. You have the power. You have the power. Nobody else. You have the power. So what do you do when there's an obstacle standing right in front of you and you need to continue on with your life? You need to continue on with your dreams and your goals, but it seems to be holding you back and pressing you down. You stand up and you walk around the obstacle, or you move around the obstacle, or you skip over the obstacle. Stop trying to force yourself to control the obstacle when you have no control over it. Now, I'm specifically talking about obstacles that you have no control over. Stop trying to control things you have no control over and move around them. Now, what do you do once you move around them? Well, you learn to control and handle the obstacles that you do have control over. You start making decisions of how you're going to handle your life. You start making decisions about those obstacles that you have control over. You start asking yourself, what got me to this point and what can I do to get out of it? Because if you got to that point and you have control over that obstacle, you can get out of it, okay? What does this have to do with success, you might ask? Oh, it has everything to do with your success. You see, what I have learned is that the main reason I couldn't succeed in a lot of things in my life is because I had to learn to skip over the obstacles I had no control over, but the things that I did have control over in my life, I had to learn to deal with them. That means that I had to make decisions, and I had to make those decisions swiftly to deal with those obstacles, or else they were going to be revisiting me. So once I learned to make decisions in my life and I learned to do the things that were best for me, I found it very easy to purpose myself to do other things, projects, goals, start businesses, and be successful with it. Once you learn to have that control, once you understand that you have the power over much of your life, you will begin to move in miraculous ways, and you will begin to realize that you truly are blessed to be successful, and you will begin to believe that it is indeed your birthright. That is why understanding your subconscious mind and how it works and how to guard your subconscious mind is extremely powerful. We may have heard of various types of books and other types of seminars that are out there right now trying to teach people about the subconscious mind. One of the biggest books that we've heard so far in our decade has been The Secret. Everybody may have heard about the books of The Secret. You may have purchased the book The Secret. Okay, The Secret is basically talking about speaking things into existence. It's basically talking about living in the positive. And so today, what I am giving you is another part of The Secret, which is learning how to control the subconscious mind, how to guard your subconscious mind against negative thinking, which is so very, very important. You know, what's so absolutely amazing, for those of you that are listening on the show, you might agree with me, what's so absolutely amazing is that it really doesn't cost anything to be wealthy. That's what's amazing to me. You see, money is an intangible object. It's an intangible object. It's something that when we think and come up with an idea or what have you, it actually brings about income. It actually brings about money. But in actuality, the most beautiful thing that I love about wealth and that I love about being able to assert my power over things and be able to control the success in my life is that it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to become wealthy. The path to wealth doesn't cost you anything. What it does cost you is time and energy. It costs you time and energy because you must understand how to hone in on your powers. You must understand how to guard your subconscious mind, and you must understand that in order to be successful in your life, in spite of the obstacles, that you must have such belief and love for yourself. Such belief and love for yourself that you aren't going to let anyone or anything stand in your way. Now, before the show ends today, I know that there is one person who is listening to this right now that is saying to themselves, I definitely want to accomplish my goals in my life. So what I want to hear from you is, what is your one goal that you want to accomplish before this year is over? What is it that you want to do? We have about 6 minutes left in the show today, and I want to take a few minutes to just hear the positive testimonies of someone who is willing to step beyond their comfort zone. Press 1 on your keypad and let us hear one thing that you really would like to see yourself accomplish this year before the year is over. We have callers on the show today, but I guess many of you hopefully are receiving such powerful words that you're just taking it all down, you're writing it down, and you're going to be able to apply that in your life. I want to give you also today, I want to give you an affirmation today. And so what I'm going to do is go ahead and start our weekly inspirational moment, because I want to give you something that I think is going to help you. You know, I'm gonna give you something powerful this week to take away with you on the show. Your weekly inspiration this week is, I want you to know that you are who you say and believe you are. You can accomplish only those things that you put action to accomplish. And as we end the theme this week on success in spite of the obstacles, I want you to know that there is no obstacle that's too big for you to handle. You see, because all of those obstacles that you have no control over, you already know that you're going to move past those obstacles. All of those obstacles that you do have control over, guess what? You've got some decisions to make. And indecisiveness is not the mindset of a successful woman. And you're going to have to write down those things that you have control over that's bugging you. And you're going to have to make a decision of how you want to handle it. And then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to learn to become an expert with guarding your subconscious mind. You're going to have to write over those negative things that have been absorbed in your subconscious mind by creating positive affirmations. So this week, I want to give you an affirmation that you can say to yourself. I want you to say to yourself, I am a successful businesswoman, and I will take action in all things and positively love myself by doing what is best for me. Let's say that together. Say it to yourself as I repeat it. I am a successful businesswoman, and I will take action in all things and positively love myself by doing what is best for me. I am a successful businesswoman, and I will take action in all things and positively love myself by doing what is best for me. 2 minutes before the show ends, I want to go ahead and give you something that I think will help you. I want to encourage you to create a short affirmation for yourself. And again, of course, an affirmation is a short and positive declaration that can help you to strengthen your beliefs and remove fear in your subconscious mind. Repeating your affirmations will help you to write over that hard drive that we talked about in your subconscious mind and get it to accept your desires to change. So today, I would like to encourage you to create an affirmation for yourself that you'll repeat throughout the week 3 to 5 times daily. As a matter of fact, it would be a great idea to write it down and make copies of it and, of course, put it anywhere and everywhere that you are. Any idle time or any time that you have, direct yourself to your affirmation. That is so very, very, very important. And last but not least, I go back over the last three questions of this series. What is your number one reason for why you haven't moved around the obstacles in your life? Number 2, name one habit that seems to hold you back time and time again from achieving your goals. And number 3, what commitment can you make to yourself today that can positively change your life from this point forward? Well, we come to the end of the show, and I have enjoyed the theme for this month, Success in Spite of the Obstacles. I certainly hope that you have. And I just want to encourage all of you to mark it on your calendar to always be on the Successful Woman Radio Show at 12 noon. And make sure that you share it with your associates and with your colleagues. As always, this is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying have a positive and productive week. Take care.